1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Vernon Dozier joins us. Mr. Dozier is a high school football coach. He's a math teacher. I know you you teach advanced calculus. You teach the freshman algebra, freshman trigonometry, I think. And I don't want to tell you what you do.
No, you've got that right, Phil, and also health and social sciences.
Health and social sciences at Belmar Academy. Welcome to the program. School's finally over, huh?
Yeah, it's finally over. As a matter of fact, I just came from school. We just had a teacher senior night, seeing off our class of 06. And it's good to see these young people move on. So we're very, very grateful for that. But I, as I was telling you before, you know, that's when I came home and I talked to Terry.
Well, you were talking about table manners. Is that what you're saying?
No. I said to my wife, Terry, I said, it's funny how people don't have table manners. And it's funny. We have young people in school. And we teach them a lot, but we don't teach them just the fine etiquette of being able to sit down to a meal and not behave, you know, in a way that's like off-putting. And she had told me the news, and I had just been talking to her about decent, common table manners. And
with regard to what? What news?
Well, first of all, before I tell you, I wanted to point out that she mentioned this while we were eating, and I had an issue with that, and that's what caused the fight. So,
well, what did she tell you? What she informed you of what?
She told me at dinner that her mother, who is 68 years of age, had just gotten engaged, and I sort of looked at her, and she had this smile on her face. And that's where I had to face that there are some people whose table manners are obviously not there when people are trying to eat. Now, my wife is only 27 years of age. She's a good deal younger than me, and I have known her since she was in my class. I saw Terry first when she was a freshman, first came into our school, and she is.
You had your wife now was a freshman in one of your classes?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, there wasn't any of that teacher-student thing going on, so please.
No, but you married her when?
I married her. We got married about 2 weeks after she graduated, as a matter of fact, and that was 9 years ago. So it's, you know, June, I think it was June of 97 when she graduated. Yeah, it was August of 97. But the point I'm making here is Terry's young. She's 27. She's the youngest of five children. Her father passed on when she was still a student of mine. She was a freshman just in out of high school. But to bring up the fact that her 68-year-old mother's engaged while I'm trying to eat a meal is...
Well, was it the fact that she mentioned her mother getting engaged?
No, it's not so much that she mentioned her mother getting engaged. That she, understand, she's talking about her 68-year-old mother getting engaged. And I don't know where you sit with that.
While you're eating?
While you're eating, yeah.
Well, what did you... in other words, what was off-putting about that?
Well, most people, Phil, and maybe you don't... See, everybody's mind works differently, but most people, when you say so-and-so is getting engaged, those people immediately... And it's not anything that is... It's not anything bad. It just happens to be the way we think. It's called an interject. And when you say so-and-so is getting engaged, you immediately picture the two of them in sexual congress. So when Terry brings up that her 68-year-old mother is getting engaged, and I'm in the middle of, I'm trying to eat a meal, and what came into my mind was her mother having sex with someone else equally old, and I told her, you know, why did you do that? So this is what I mean. It makes a lot of people squeamish. Yeah.
So you're telling me what?
I'm saying to you, because I'm a teacher, talking about elderly people getting engaged while an individual is trying to eat their meal. It might be cute by a select few, but it's very, very off-putting. It's very unpleasant.
All right, I'm talking here with Vernon Dozier. So you guys had a big fight.
We had a fight, and I tried, and I told her, I said, when we're eating a meal, understand that senior citizens who get engaged, it's fine to talk about the engagement of a friend of yours. There is a certain age past which two people getting engaged is no longer, how do I put it, it's no longer something that you celebrate. It's something that is, you try to get past the subject as fast as you can because it brings up very unpleasant images. Now, I'm not against our elderly or our seniors getting married. Please don't misunderstand me. I think marriage is a wonderful thing. But making it public when you are past a certain age, is off-putting for people who are trying to finish a decent meal. And,
all right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Vernon Dozier, Coach Dozier, as the school year has wound down. You know, it's funny. I don't quite know what to make of what you say. In other words, are we not allowed to say it?
I'm saying to anybody who doesn't understand what you do, I think most people understand what I'm saying. The elderly are entitled to have their life. They've worked for it. They've earned it. But when they run around telling everyone, oh, I just got engaged to a wonderful gentleman, you know, that I met at the, you know, in the day room, you know, all of a sudden you want to just say to them, okay, now let's not, you know, don't get too enthusiastic, all right, because what you're doing now is you're making me visualize you. Oh, Jesus.
So, well, what happened?
Well, we had an argument.
You and Terry had this argument, and what did she say?
She said that I was being disrespectful to her mother. And
now, she's the youngest of five, right?
She's the youngest of five brothers and sisters, yeah. And her mother, her father died when she was in high school, and her mother is just now getting married. And I made a comment, and she took this the wrong way. And again, it shows you just how there's no freedom of speech anymore. I said to her that I wish that her mother had gotten remarried when she was younger, and she was a piece of you-know-what. And she took that very wrong, and I'm sitting here, so that's why I'm sitting here. I'm in a corner booth right here at a Burger King, believe it or not, talking to you. And so my question for you, Phil, and I guess my question for your listeners are, at what point did we just give up on teaching people table manners, number one? And number two, at what point did spouses lose their sense of humor? And you can't even talk about, you know, she's a member of my family. She's my mother-in-law.
Yeah, but I mean, you said to her daughter, your wife, you said, why couldn't your mother have gotten, married when she was a piece of tail?
Absolutely, yeah. And she got upset with that. Now, this is my wife I'm talking to. I'm not talking to a stranger.
Why? And you're saying that because then you'd imagine,
well, it wouldn't be so unpleasant to bring up at a dinner table. I mean, you're bringing it up when a man's trying to eat. And you're saying, oh, guess what, Vernon? My 68-year-old mother, you know the one with the mole on the end of her nose? Well, she's getting engaged. Now, that's more than just married. That's engaged. That means, oh, God, it's like they're sleeping together. And so all kinds of images begin to come up. And all kinds of things that you don't want to think about start coming up. And so I said to her, you know, why couldn't your mother have gotten married when she was a piece of ass at the age of 40-something? And that's when she, you know, she got angry, so.
Okay, our number is 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking to Vernon Dozier here on the appropriateness of bringing up engagement news. At a certain age, people who do get engaged to be married, after a certain age, it's no longer something you want to talk about. And I'm just quoting him, at the dinner table, his wife's 68-year-old mother is getting engaged. And he finds that to be a conversation not worthy of discussing when you're eating. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Get in there and make me some bean dip.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, Vernon Dozier, a high school teacher from Belmar Academy, joins us. And you just got back from school, where you had a teacher senior night, and your wife announced to you that your mother-in-law is getting engaged.
Well, her mother-in-law met this guy, but I said to her, "Do you need to bring that up right when I am eating?" And here's the problem: she had made a bouillabaisse. It is a seafood-based kind of stew, and I love it. I love bouillabaisse, and I'm originally from the South, and I've spent an awful lot of time in Louisiana, and I love all of that gumbo. And now I'm about ready to put into my mouth something that's got rice and bits of fish and everything. She says, and my 68-year-old mother is engaged. And I thought, Jesus.
What are you envisioning? You say that it is natural to envision the people who are getting engaged having sex.
It's a normal thing. When someone says to you, do you know Mary and Steve? They're getting engaged. And the first thing that pops into your mind are the two of them going at it. It happens to be a normal human reaction. You say, oh, do you know who's getting engaged? No, you know, Phil and Joey. And if it's two men, you'll see them, you know, doing it. And it's not anything that, you know, I was just about, and there was a clam in this bouillabaisse. And again, I don't want to be graphic, but I'm looking at the clam. And she says, and my oh, Jesus, my mother-in-law is going to get engaged. And I can only, I can see some old creep. So that, and the whole thing burst into a fight.
Yeah, but when you're talking about her mother, and how did you put it to her? Because if this is her mother.
Well, you know, I said.
I mean, this is the woman that was married to the father that you say she idolized.
She was very close to her father, yes.
All right. So, I mean, obviously she was thought very highly of her parents. And now you're saying that her mother is somebody tough to think about.
Well, look, her mother should. Tanya, first of all, Terry. My wife's name is Terry. I keep thinking of another girl that I knew named Tanya. But I told her, I said, I'm married to you, okay? I'm 43. You're 27. Your mother ought to know better than to tell me that she's getting married and I'm going to go, you know, ding, ding. I mean, I'm married to a young, you know, I mean, I don't want to say, but pretty tight, you know, like that. And so all I'm trying to say to you, Phil, is...
You know what? You keep digging a hole deeper and deeper.
No, I'm not, sir. What I'm saying to you is, why would her 68-year-old mother think it's news for me to click my heels at and go out and get birthday candles and balloons when I'm married to her daughter, who's 15 years younger than me? And why would she therefore think I'd want to hear about it right as I'm looking at a clam sitting on my spoon? You understand what I'm saying? So the point that I'm saying is,
I think what you have is a mind that visualizes too easily certain things.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Doc. I'm the teacher, Phil. I'm the one who's.
No, but I mean, I know people like this. You know, you all of a sudden you get a picture in your head and you can't get it out, and you all of a sudden get the picture in your head of two elderly people having sex.
Exactly, and my wife knows this.
All right. So you're blaming your wife?
Why does she have to bring it up? You understand what I'm saying? In other words...
So your wife is sharing some good family news that her mother is engaged to be married after all these years have gone by since her husband died. The father, you know, Tanya's... What's your wife's name?
My wife is Terry.
All right, after Terry's father died. And she thinks she's sharing good news with you. And you suddenly... What do you do?
Well, you do what any normal man would do. I drop the spoon into the bowl. I said, thanks a lot. Thank you. And I picked the bowl up, I went to the sink, dumped it in the sink, put the bowl in the sink, rinsed it out, put it in the dishwasher, sat down in the living room, turned on ESPN, and I said, great, I'm starving, but I can't eat anything because now I'm thinking about your mother doing it with some old bastard. Oh, forget it.
Do you not like her? Do you not like your mother-in-law?
I think my mother-in-law is a terrific woman. Terrific woman. I just don't want to see her that way, you know. I don't want to have to see anything. And a lot of times in the summer, you know, we have a pool. We invite the family over. She gets into her two-piece. And I say to my wife, is that necessary? And she said, what? I said, your mother, you know. And she says, you know, why can't my mother enjoy life? I said, why can't I enjoy life? She goes, I thought you were. I said, I was until your mother came out half naked. And all of these things add up to what? It adds up to me night after night going hungry. So that's what, you know, that's the summer I got to look forward to. And
so you've been kicked out of the house?
No, I haven't kicked out of the house. But the fact is, ever since I heard about her mother getting engaged, now I can't eat muffins. Damn it. And I like them.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Tanya, hi, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Had a question for him. He's talking about how his mother-in-law is now engaged.
Yes, ma'am.
But when him and his wife have children, and say he has a daughter and she comes to him and says, Dad, I'm engaged. Are you not happy for me? Is the first thing he's going to think about is his daughter having sex with another man?
Well, you have to understand, I don't have a daughter, okay? And one of the reasons
I'm saying if you did.
Well, it's hard for me to imagine that because my wife is 27 years old. I'm 43.
Okay.
All right, so, And we don't want kids right now. My wife doesn't want to have kids until she's done with her modeling career, which she just started here. She just took lessons over at John Robert Powers. And
right,
Dr.
that's
Mann
not
is gonna,
my question. I'm saying if your daughter, your pride
she's walking
yours,
around the house with a book
you
on her
do
head.
Have one. If she comes to you and say, Dad, I'm engaged, I love him, is the first thing you think of going to be your daughter laying there with some man having sex with her?
Well,
because that's the first thing that popped into your mind about your mother.
That's the first thing that pops into your mind about anybody who's engaged. But if it's your daughter, you're seeing
exactly.
it in a respectful
what's
way.
What's the difference? You should give your wife
well, you get
the
angry
same
because
respect.
You see a
that
guy assaulting
mother.
Your daughter. Well, but see, here's the deal. My daughter is my flesh and blood, and I would die for my flesh and blood.
And
I would commit
your
murder.
Wife's mother is her flesh and blood.
But she's not my
and
flesh
you
and blood.
Are married
see, that's
to
the whole.
Her.
Well, hold on. Now, I love my wife. But
okay,
her mother-in-law, I draw the
wife,
line. I draw the
you
line.
You have more respect for your wife
well, look,
than
are
call
we talking
her mother
about...
a piece of tail.
Ma'am, I'm not.
Because
I don't
if
have...
I would have been your wife,
ma'am,
I would have probably done more than just got mad. I would have probably smacked you.
Are you telling me that
the rudest thing I've ever heard?
If you were my wife and I said that you were one hell of a piece of tail, you'd belt me. Oh, yeah.
I would probably smack you.
I'm
yes,
paying you
because
a compliment.
Number one, I'm not a piece of tail.
Wait a second.
I mean
that as a good thing. I'm saying, Tanya, you are a beautiful young girl. Man, you got the rear end on you like the
okay,
foot
that
set
right
me free.
Okay, that's different. If you say, Tanya, you're a beautiful girl, that's completely different than
well,
hey,
it's
you're
same.
A hot
I'm just
piece
putting,
of tail.
I'm putting the way guys put it. That's all I'm saying. I'm just putting the way guys put it. I say, Tanya, man, you are you're slamming. You know that? And
okay,
you talk
slamming
about
out there is different than calling me
wait
a
minute,
face.
Man. See, yeah, when you say that, but when you say, and you talk about a butt.
I'm saying she's got a great-looking butt. That, oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Gee, I'm
right
so
there
sorry. I shouldn't
different.
Have said that.
That right there is even different. I wouldn't get mad if, you know, my husband said, Penny, you have a cute butt. I would say, thank you,
no,
honey.
Men don't
but
say cute. Men say,
said,
man,
you're
you got one slamming nuclear ass there.
You know, I mean,
wait a minute. We're way off the topic. We're way off the topic here. We're talking about your mother-in-law.
Exactly.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Exactly.
Well, I was talking to Tanya, and I was imagining, and we were just, and now you got to bring her up.
I'm just saying you should have gave your wife a little bit more respect, even if it did make you think of that.
Well, look.
You should have just walked off and not said anything.
Tanya,
now,
that's what I did
heard
do.
Your wife feeling.
Well, I said to my wife, I said, look, can we talk about this after dinner? And she goes, because she comes from probably this. I come from Louisiana. Where are you from?
I'm from Tennessee.
Okay, my wife is actually from northern Mississippi. And my wife talks like you. So she goes, well, you know, you're talking about my mother-in-law. And I said, okay, that's it. I warned you. And I dropped the spoon back in the bowl, dumped the bouillabaisse in the sink, walked outside, lit a cigar, and just, you know, thought to myself, what has happened to my life that I can't have a meal without having to think about her mother nude?
But why is that the first
why
thing
do you got to think about that, man?
That's
I mean,
what
why
everybody
is that the
thinks
first
about.
First thing
all right, look,
you thought about. That's 20, just like.
Tanya, thank you for your call. It's a good point you make about the daughter. And I would explore that further with you, Mr. Dozier. And I would also say to you, sir, that I disagree with your thesis.
Well, wait a minute. I'm an educator, okay?
No, but this idea that when we hear that someone's engaged, the first thing we naturally think about are the two of them.
Yeah, the two of them going at it like two horses. What's wrong with that? There's nothing. Look at Phil. It's a very healthy thing to imagine human sexuality, the fertilization, and the creation and the sustain and the sustaining of the human race. And when you say, you know, I'd like to give you the good news. My daughter Julia is being married to her boyfriend Tim, and the first thing that pops into your mind is just like, wow, 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 wow. You know, I make a joke about it. But when you bring up the mother-in-law, and I'm about to bite into a taco, enough said.
You're kidding, man. You're kidding me, right?
What? No, hold on for a minute, Mr. Anderson.
You're kidding me, right?
No, sir. Actually,
when you're about to bite into a taco?
Yeah, go ahead, try it. Think about your mother-in-law getting ugly and nasty. And you're about to bite into some red dripping taco. Oh, God.
Dude.
Oh, yeah, dude. What, dude?
I don't understand why this has to...
Mr. Henry, I love my mother-in-law. I don't want to have to envision her or imagine her on her hands and knees, all 69 states, while I'm eating a taco.
Okay, you know what, dude? Good thing this is our last night on the air.
Yeah, thank God.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Pilot high and deep.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Did you read In Cold Blood?
I did. I just read In Cold Blood, and the reason why I did is because I saw the movie Capote.
Well, I'll tell you, that is a... in that book, they have a description of what life on death row is. And one of the things that a man does not want to do when he's on death row, he does not want to have to look down, and Capote describes it. You don't want to have to look through the bars of your cell and look at that warehouse where they have the hangman's noose. Because you can hear it. You don't need to see it. Well, there is not too much difference between that and having a clams casino, or let's say some oysters lightly steamed, and you're about ready to drop that one right into your mouth, and your wife goes, and my mother-in-law is getting engaged, and all you can see is, and you're looking right at an oyster. You understand what I'm saying, Phil? I mean, how am I supposed to...
Okay, your mind works in a very, very graphic way, and I don't know, it sounds to me like it's almost one track. I mean...
What do you mean?
Well, come on, you're married to a 27-year-old girl. You've got this whole thing going on about, oh, well, yeah, it's natural to imagine them having sex. Your own daughter, you said?
I didn't say I didn't envision my own daughter having sex. I don't have a daughter. I don't know what that would look like. And maybe if I had a daughter, I wouldn't think of things that way. But I can tell you right now, when I see my wife walk by another man, I don't care if he looks at her for a half a second. I can see her pawn him. I can see him pawn her. I can see him putting his hands on her. Now, I believe in the law, but at that moment, there's a body and there's a head. And brother, they're not connected. Because I just took one and threw it.
All right, let me go over to, it's Aisha? Aisha,
yes.
Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi. My question to you is, why, if your wife is telling you that her mother's getting married, why are you thinking about your mother-in-law even having sex? I mean, how could you envision that by just...
Well, Aisha, when a friend of yours says to you, guess what, so-and-so is engaged to be married, isn't it natural for you to imagine the two of them?
No.
Why do you find that amusing? Well, it happens to be a very normal human reaction to imagine two people that are in love. And, all right, you know, they're going at it on a couch or, you know, on a floor or something. But the fact is, it's a lovely thing. It's a beautiful thing to be engaged. I believe very much in marriage. I believe very much in a man and woman uniting for life. You may, well, okay, so they're going at it on a driveway. Or they're going at it... oh, I don't know, in a store, you know, with people around. It's still beautiful to me.
Really?
You know, the young lady's laughing at me, Mr. Henderson.
Well, I don't blame her.
I beg your pardon?
I don't blame her. You're talking about two people going at it in a store?
And
right. Let me explain something, because maybe you ain't been around, but I used to work, and I will not mention the company's name because it's a huge company, but me and this girl... In a closet,
mm-hmm.
at the store, and outside the door, I could hear kids going, "Mommy, is this the toy for Christmas?" I go, "Oh boy!"
What are you talking about, man? All your
ma'am, what is it that? Why did you call me? Because you're mocking what I'm saying. So I
she can't find it believable. That
I don't want to hear about elderly people having sex while I'm eating a meal. While I'm eating a meal and I'm trying to keep the meal. If it's a meal, I want to have it stay in my stomach. And not come flying out within 10 minutes.
Okay, but one day you will be old and elderly and people will have to envision you having sex.
No, they won't. Because I'm not going to run around. No, ma'am, I'm not going to run around and say, "Hi, I'm Vernon Dozier and I'm engaged to be married." Engaged to be married. I'll already be married. But if I'm not, and I'm going to be engaged, I'll keep it to myself. I won't blurt the news out right when someone's lifting a bloody taco to their lips.
Okay, my wife is younger than you, and she's going to have to...
Ma'am, what do you find funny about that? Because
I find this whole thing funny. You are amusing.
Ma'am, my wife and I had an argument tonight about the fact that she said I was disrespecting her mother-in-law. I said, "I love your mother-in-law, and you know that I do." And my wife, Terry, knows I don't. But for her to bring up just as I was about ready to slip an oyster into my mouth.
Okay, so you always think of sex. See, you think how my husband, everything is about sex. Sex, 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 sex. And that's crazy.
Oh, yeah, and you sound real unhappy about that. Jesus. Listen, you're all giggling and laughing. You can't wait for him to get home. Let me ask your husband this. If you don't believe me, ask your husband this. When your husband gets home, Aisha, you with me?
Yes.
Get a muffin. Butter it. But get a muffin and butter it. All right, so there's a buttered muffin, right? Your husband sits down and says, "Hi, honey, welcome home from work. Here, I buttered up a nice toasted muffin for you." And as he bites into it, tell him, "Oh, by the way, my mother's having sex." Ah, to hell with it. She's laughing.
Well, the lady thinks it's funny, man.
Congratulations.
I beg your pardon?
He might say congratulations because he wants my mother to get married.
You'd see muffin. You'd see muffin flying out of his mouth. And if you'll pardon the expression, mouth and muffin in the same sentence.
All right. You know what?
See, she's laughing and everything. Isn't that? God dang it. All I want is to be taken seriously.
All right, look it. Aisha, thanks so much for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Vernon Dozier joins us. You know, you have an amusing way of putting things.
I may have an amusing things of putting may of putting things, Mr. Henry, but I'm the one that is not in my home tonight. I was asked to leave my home, and I'm sitting here in an overlit Burger King on a phone talking to you. Every now and again, a kid comes in, or maybe some of these skateboard punks come in, and they stare at you like you're some old guy that wants to go down to, you know, back in the day, there was the Pussycat Theater. You could sit there, open up your overcoat, and have at it. I'm sitting here now. I love my wife very much, and I'm supposed to go home and suffer. And she, my wife makes a peach cobbler that'd take your wig right off. But tonight, I can't go eat it. Because my wife ruined it. She said my mother-in-law is engaged. So every time I just stick the fork... Oh, God, I can't even do it.
Never mind. Never mind, dude. Guy's a whack job. Put him on hold.
I did.
No, I didn't.
Put him on hold.
All right, he is now.
No, I'm not.
Put him on hold. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Did your dad ever put a banana in your shorts?
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And how is she?
She's fine. She's calmed down a little bit. I asked her if I could, because I'm hungry, you know.
All right, we're with Mr. Vernon Dozier. And Mr. Dozier, as a high school teacher, congratulations on the work you've done with your students. You've got another graduating class moving on into the world. Where are most of your kids going, do you know?
A lot of the kids, all the kids, I'd say about, you know, we had a graduating class this year of 150, and the most of them are college bound. We've got a few who are going to be going to trade schools, but most of them are four-year university bound. With a couple going back east, we have one young lady who is be attending Yale. We've got another young man who's going to be attending Harvard. Most of them are in California and or either JC or in the four-year university. But we had a good evening.
So you come home, your wife gives you the news about your mother-in-law is engaged to be married, and you couldn't eat because the idea of old people having sex. You've used eating a taco, eating a clam, eating an oyster, eating...
All right, hold on. Taco, clam, oyster. There's a few... I'm trying to think of the foods that you don't want to be eating when someone tells you that your mother-in-law is now officially, you know, on her back most of the time. Clam, taco. Clam, taco, oyster. I'm trying to think of the other ones. But there are a few. And these are foods. Sushi. Stay away from it.
I can't believe it. And what if this woman's listening right now?
Who?
Your mother-in-law.
Well, I mean, look at... I thought it was any filet. Any filet.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Mike, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. I can't hear you. Are you there?
Yeah, Phil, how you doing?
Fine.
Hey, this guy, man, is a liar and an idiot and a pervert. Oh, my God. He's just ridiculous.
All right. Thanks for calling. Jesus. Lloyd, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, sir. I want to ask you something about... Is the gentleman there? Is the gentleman there?
Who's he talking to?
I think he's talking to you.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Yes, sir. You were talking about senior citizens having sex, and you're not able to eat I think you mentioned a fish taco. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I did, yeah.
All right. Let me tell you something. Are you familiar with a woman by the name of Kitty Fox?
No, ma'am. No, sir.
What do you mean, no, ma'am? Is this guy some kind of...
No, hold on. He misspoke. What? Say it again.
I said, is the gentleman familiar with a woman named Kitty Fox?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I got you. She happens to be one of the most sought-after adult film stars, and she's 65 years old.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, yeah, right. What are you trying to tell me?
I'm trying to tell you that I just had a cherry cobbler about that far from my mouth, and you're... Oh.
She shave it? No, she doesn't.
All right, let's just, you know, let's not talk about that.
Well, he's the guy that said she doesn't shave it.
Well, let me tell you something. She demands a pretty penny. She's as old as Methuselah, and she's got young guys climbing her like they climb Mount Olympus to
get a fish taco.
That's dirty pool.
All right, hold on for a minute. Hold on for just a second.
I'm trying to tell this guy that senior citizens having sex, it just so happens one of the biggest porn stars in America is Kitty Fox. She's 65, and she's got young men climbing it every day of the week except Sunday when I hear she's a deacon in her local church, and I'm not kidding about that either.
Oh, bull crap.
I swear to Jesus. Now, I'll tell you what, she's got young studs getting lost in it. Now,
Well, let me just say this, sir. That's fine. Good for you. You go rent all the Kitty Fox videos. That means somebody's renting them, number one. And number...
What's that supposed to mean?
Hold it. And number two, please don't tell me about you and your old lady.
Wouldn't you like to know about me and my, quote, old lady? That's for me to know and you to find out.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Yeah, I bet you on a cold day you would. I bet you on a cold and wintry day it sure would smell good inside my igloo.
All right, both of you guys get out of here.
This guy's tearing it for me. Because if he doesn't, I've got everything Kitty Fox ever did, including a pap smear.
Get out of here. What a sick prevert. 1-800. Oh, look at this. Darren Norris from Team America is on line 3. My brother. Remember Mr. Spotswood? That's the cat, man. And Darren is going to be with us in a second. All of you Team America fans, line up. We're going to hear about...
Wait a second. Well, hold the phone here. I've still got to talk to you. There's four other kinds of food you don't want to eat when you're that
cat. Yeah, bug off.
Oyster clam, fish taco, shoot, I can't think of the other one. Oh, yeah, sushi, filet, and, oh, yeah, any muffin at all. Any muffin. Just, it's not the food, it's the word.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Show me where it says bone smoker in the Constitution.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, this is exciting for me because Darren Norris has called to the show, and Darren was Mr. Spotswood in the film Team America. Darren, how are you, brother?
I'm well, Phil, and you?
get into the limousine.
Well.
Yeah, hey, you know what? I wanted to ask you something about residuals. No, although I do want to ask you about that. You were going to come over and watch the show, man. I never saw you again, but that's okay.
I was terribly ill and couldn't afford getting you sick. So
it's been how long since that flick came out? Now the thing is hot as hell on DVD. And have you got it?
Yeah, of course, and I haven't seen Nickel One, have you?
No, I haven't. Are you in character still, Darren? Because you can knock it off now.
All right.
Or I'm going to send Bud through the phone. No, you haven't seen any? No, I haven't either. And yet the flick is hotter than hell.
Isn't that amazing?
And your character is like people talk about it all the time. Spotswood and the whole oral sex thing in a limousine.
I'm thinking spinoff, and yet nobody's called.
Well, you could do a spinoff. Why don't you just buy the character outright? You know?
I don't think I can afford to buy the puppet, but I'll try.
So, dude, you do all kinds of voice work. And when we were at the premiere, Darren, who's familiar with, I guess, these premiere things, what other movies have you been in?
none that you'd really, you know, want
that I want to know about.
Pay money to see. Yeah.
You're on TV right now, though, right?
Yeah, I'm on a couple of television programs. Yeah, and a bunch of cartoons. Yeah.
What's your TV show you're on that we could see you on?
There's a kid show for Nickelodeon called Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide.
Oh, far out.
I play the janitor of the middle school.
That's cool, yeah. So there we are at this premiere for Team America, and Darren's there with his wife, and I'm there with Maria. And your wife's name is what, Darren? I'm sorry.
Mary Elizabeth.
Mary Elizabeth. So the four of us are standing at the door of the Grauman's, I grew up knowing it as Grauman's Chinese.
Grauman's Chinese, yeah.
Yeah, Man's Chinese Theater. And somebody comes, the press wants somebody. So here's Darren, sweet enough, and his wife, and Maria else. Phil, you go. I said, no, you go. You got something to promote. I'm not promoting that freaking janitor show. You go. So when they sent me down there, do you know who I was talking to?
No, I don't remember.
I was talking to, like, Moscow. There was one woman there who had capped teeth, large breasts, but her face was probably 106, and she was from Premier Magazine Moscow. Then they had me talking to Burmese TV, and thanks so much for that, Darren.
Hey, man. Anytime I can help you promote the show.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, listen, you got to hold on because I got to take a break. Can you do it, or do you want to just split?
I'll hold on.
All right, hold on for just a second, man. Then I'm going to go have a smoke.
Good, me too.
It's not tobacco, it's marijuana.
Oh, excellent.
All right, hold on. Phil Hendry Show will be right back. The final hour of the Phil Hendry Show coming up.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.